Blog Talk Radio.
We just can't sit down and have dinner together. It just is what it is. So everybody, listen to this within the sound of my voice. This is my prayer from God, because he always puts this on me. I say this every morning that I wake up, and I say this every night before I go to sleep. Join me in this word of prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I want to say that one time, because I know that I do have listeners and whatnot to pay attention, and I really want y'all to hear this, because, see, this doesn't just go for me. This goes for everybody. That's why I put this prayer out, because in my opinion, it's one of the deepest prayers that's out, because it's so real. It's a sincere prayer. Let me say that one more time, and I hope everybody's paying attention to this. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. I cannot accept that there are conniving, evil, lying people in this world. I cannot. I have to accept the fact that people that I love or have loved are either deceased or no longer with us. I have to accept, no matter what the goods or the bads, I have to accept my past, what happened. You understand what I'm saying? I have to accept my financial situation, just like you do. You know, I have to accept my life the way it is today. So, see, with that acceptance comes peace. For those of you who aren't, have I said, oh, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough this. I don't have enough that. My this is not that enough. I don't like my husband. I don't like my wife. I don't like my kids. You know what? Accept all of them and accept everything and all the people for how they are. I accept everybody I think I know. And that don't mean I have to deal with you, though. That mean I accept you, though. Okay, grant me the strength to accept things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can. You know, the things I complain about, situations with my kids and this and that, the things I complain about. It's so funny how easy, with a couple of phone calls, you can change that situation. It's so easy how, like, past relationships, girls and things that, I'm just talking about the girls that I love, that I wanted to be with so bad, and they was fucking nuts. You see what I'm saying? I have to accept the fact that they were stupid lunatics and they're never going to have men. So I look back on even the ones that I did love. You know, last night we had a show. I had a show, a freak show, and some girls that I really, really had some very intimate relationships with, and these were good women. You know what I'm saying? Things didn't work out between me and them. Not even anything ever ended bad. It's just, hey, at that time I was young. I wasn't no good. You know what I mean? And it just wasn't what I was looking for. But these women are currently wives. So I'm not saying that every woman that I ain't with, oh, she was a lunatic. But there's some of them out there in the past that, you know, you wonder why they don't have a husband, why they don't have a boyfriend, why they still running around crazy. Why? Why? Because they don't know what it's, they don't know how to be a woman to a man. And that's something I really hope I can change within my race, because it's so funny. Mexicans, white people, other races, they don't have no problem. They women know how to get in line and be the woman they're supposed to be. Black women, y'all the only ones running around here with this I'm independent bullshit. I just had to put that out there. Ladies, to my sisters, you are queens. You are leaders. You are gorgeous, beautiful, and great women. But you know what? Learn your position, and I'm sure you'll get more stage time. That's all I'm going to say on that. But look here, we're going to have a little fun. That was power to change things I can. I can't change what they daddies did to them. Ooh, did I put that out there? Yeah, I did. I can't change what your daddy and your brother and what them other dudes did. I can't change what they did. So, see, the fact that you can't accept a real man, and I know the fellas is like, damn right, they can't accept a real man because of the turmoils and stuff they had. But, see, players, what you got to realize is you ain't have nothing to do with that. You can try to love that woman, but some of these women, and here goes where the power comes in. I cannot, the power to change the things I can. Some of y'all, I can't do nothing for. I can preach till I'm blue in the face. Some of y'all still going to be crazy. And, fellas, you can try with this woman. And that's even in business. Let me break that down to business, the power to change the things I can. It's some people that I have bent over backwards to try to work with. Okay, well, let's do it this way. Let's do it that way. They don't want to see things my way. Now, I'm going to be honest. I'm a businessman, you know, and I'm very negotiable. But some of the things that people ask for are ridiculous. And it's like they're trying to get money out of stuff that ain't even kicked off yet. I mean, when the money kicks in, we all going to get paid. But until then, I mean, we should all be, in my opinion, working, busting our butts to try to take it to the next level. So if you're trying to get something out of nothing, when I get there, you're going to be like, dang, if I would have just held on. Oh, well, no sweat off my back. Fuck you. All right. What we're going to do at this point is we're going to go on and get some birthday shouts out. I got to give birthday shouts to all my people, all my friends on Facebook. First and foremost, my homegirl, my friend, my photographer. She is like so bomb. Lupe Production, Simone Lupe, y'all. She turned 30 today. She's excited. I'm excited for her. Got a party tomorrow night. Gonna be attending for her. She's texting me the information, y'all. I'm gonna put that out on Facebook too, man. Y'all gotta come check her out. She is an amazing photographer and an even warmer person. She's a beautiful son, good friend of mine. Simone Lupe, happy birthday, baby. Happy 30th. Aisha Ferguson, happy birthday. That's my Facebook friend. Debbie Zimmerman McCray, happy birthday, baby. Ashley Wells, happy birthday, baby. Mr. Donald Walker, sir, I see you on there shining on Facebook. Happy birthday, sir. Jordan Polk, happy birthday, Jordan. Francilla Benjamin, happy birthday. Eva LaShawn, happy birthday, young lady. Cassandra Celestine, happy birthday, baby. Randy Gilliam, happy birthday, sir. Tamar Sir Nova McLean, happy birthday. And to my boy, hi, Mr. McGriff, what's up? That's my homie, that's my comic homie, y'all. Mr. McGriff, happy birthday to you, dog. That's Courtney McGriff. That's my dog, man. We've been doing that thing for a minute, man. We did Comedy View together back in like 01, 02, something like that, man. Still out here grinding, boy. That's a testament to fortitude. Some of y'all don't hear me. TJ Murdoch, happy birthday, bro. To Yogi Thakur, that's a hell of a name. I like that. Happy birthday, Yogi. To Steve Foster, happy birthday, man. I see you over there, bro, sitting back chilling like a big boss. Margaret Avery, happy birthday, darling. To June Jefferson, happy birthday. Y'all, I got 5,000 friends. Some people I know, some people I don't. But if you my friend on Facebook, you're going to get a birthday shout-out every time I get on here. All right, let me poke these ladies real quick. This is my favorite part of the show. I'm going to have a good time. I got 19 to poke. I got to poke my girl Jade. She got my sister's name, but she ain't my sister, so I can poke her. To my girl Shannon, I see you over there, Alicia, so I'm going to poke you too. Part two, ladies, part of the empire. Tanya. Yeah, baby, I see you up there. Yeah, with you. Shannon, I'm going to poke you too. Charlene. Yeah, and also, ladies, know I'm going to keep the your last name. I don't want your boyfriends to be busting you in your mouth. Yeah, Trey was poking you all on Facebook. But, ladies, between me and you, I'm going to poke you. To Andrea. Yeah, I'm going to poke you too, baby. I see you with your little shoes on. Look at you. Elizabeth. Yeah, baby. I'm going to poke you too. Damn, I love the shot. Carmen, I'm going to hit that on out there. That's Gilroy Empire over there, baby. You shining with us, baby. You doing it. I'm going to poke you to Stephanie. Yeah, baby, I see you. I'm going to poke you. And, ooh, yeah, Pansy called in last night. She getting her early morning poke, boy. We're going to... To Raquel, we'll talk about her later. To Raquel, let me go and get you out the way, baby. Get your poke in. I see you, baby. To Terica, I see you out there, ATL, baby. What you got on your Facebook this morning? Look at you trying to play games. I see you, baby. I'm going to go on and poke you. To Rainier, you know I got to poke you, baby. I see you over there, shining young lady. To Bridget, that long hair, thick red bone. Look at you, girl. I got to poke you. There ain't no thing. I go ahead and handle that. To Amina, yeah, baby. I got to poke you, too. Chocolate, gee. Well, I am going to get in trouble. To Christina, you got my sister name, I mean my baby name, but you ain't my baby. Actually, you ain't my daughter, but you can be my baby, Christina. I see you over there, baby. Paula, out of Chicago. That's my little girl right there. Going to poke you, baby. That's Chicago. To Lady, yeah. Oh, dang. Oh, Lady, what? Okay. You know when they Facebook pictures come up and you see something, you're like, okay. That's all right. To Chevette, the queen, she hold us down, baby. You know what I'm saying? She really hold us down. She's an awesome Gilroy supporter. Going to get her poke in. And last but not least, Sherry, I see you over there, baby. You forever poking, so I'm going to poke you back, young lady. All right, that was 19 pokes. I'm telling you, y'all, ladies, keep the pokes coming in. We're going to have a good time. And in true Trey Love fashion, you know I got to do this every time since I poke the ladies. I got to dedicate this song to all the women I poke. Here come, ladies. This is just for y'all.
L.A., Vegas Connect, baby. Get down and on the party, Bacardi, let's get naughty. Big fun, coast to coast, LA, y'all.
shawty. ATL, MIA, and for yeah. Shoutown, baby, back anyway. This beat is sick, rap a chick. Take her pick. If she's sexy, give her it.
I'm a rock.
In the club,
I take a drink, then I think to the telly, rub my belly, put your number in my silly, grab a hand, say let's go, cause you know I got a show, you gave me some, but I won't go, make your body shake and quiver, good love in, I deliver, freaky, I got mirrors, can I make it any clearer, bring your sexy over here to see my friend, but I ain't with her, don't you worry, you just hurry, got a mac so I can bear it, me into you. That's how I do in a few. I pursue, I think straight love you.
Damn. What?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rock.
In the club, and the bottles from straight love.
Everybody, welcome back to Gilroy Radio. That was none other than yours truly, the Playboy Comedy, Mr. Trey Love, with my hot single all over the track, burning up the U.S., you know what I'm saying, and overseas, you know, I'm kind of making things happen. I'm a rocker. I have a very, very, very special guest on the line. Is she on? Yeah, she's on the line with me right now. I have a very special guest on the line. This lady is actually my mentor. She gave me all the game to get me set up to do what I'm doing today. And also, she has a major event coming up Sunday. So if you anybody and you think you're doing something and you in the Los Angeles area, you need to be messing with my girl, my mentor. We want to welcome to Gilroy Radio our special live guest today, Carla E-O-T-M Simpson. What's happening, girl? How you doing today?
Hey, what's up, Trey Love? I'm just doing groovy. Cannot complain. Blessed to be on air with you this morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, welcome. You know, like I told you before, anytime that you have anything you're trying to push and promote, you know that Gilroy is your second voice, and that's for real. That's church, and I'm real about mine. So tell the people what you got going on, Carla. I know you got a major event coming up Sunday. Let the family know what's happening.
Right. Well, I'm actually doing the PR for Hitsmasters. It's an entertainment company out in the L.A. area. The CEO is Sterling G. Davis. Him and his team, they're putting on a stage play, which is called The Bout. The Bout, B-O-U-T. And it's going to be a great event. They are – actually, this is the first time premiering the stage play, definitely looking to take it to Broadway and beyond, and it will be going down this Sunday. Red carpet starts at 6 p.m., and showtime is at 7. And actually, you can go to my Facebook page. I've actually created the event there. They can RSVP for this particular event on my Facebook page and all the contact information. is on there as well. We are looking for reputable media outlets to help cover the red carpet. We still have a couple slots left, so definitely feel free to give me a call at 213-290-3573. Again, the number is 213-290-3573, and they can contact me myself at that number, and I can RSVP them. Again, the information is on my Facebook page. That will take you directly to the website for the bout. It's going to be a great stage play. I'm just so geeked up and excited because, of course, we're covering, we're coordinating the red carpet, and then we'll be able to, we'll be televising live from that event, as well as I'm doing a review on it afterwards. So I'm excited.
Well, that's awesome. Carl, I just want to tell you that I'm very extremely, we're proud of each other. I know you're proud of me for what
yes,
I'm doing, but I'm very
extremely
proud.
Proud of you. I'm a rocker.
You jumped in. Yes, my girl got my back. I want to give you a special thank you because I want to tell you something that you told me a long time ago, and it's people like you that keep me inspired, Carla. You know, you told me, you said this to me one time, you know, you said, Trey, you're so talented, and I believe in you, and I support you, and I'm just sitting back watching you blow up. And that kind of stuff as an artist, you know that, I mean, Carla, you've been knowing me for a couple of years now. You know that I put in maximum effort at what I do. I give a go every time I hit the set. And I'm going to tell you, you're doing the same exact thing. See, people don't understand, you know, as you know, we lost Eugenia Wright a couple of weeks ago. And it's so ironic that at her her passing and everything, the funeral, it was so many people, you know, myself, Donald C., Lunel, and, you know, a lot of other publicists and things were around. And people, we were all, you know, especially as entertainers that were using her services, we was like, who's going to replace Eugenia? Because she was just such a magnificent woman. And when I see somebody like you coming along with your zest, your fire, your zeal, and see, here go the thing. I mean, I don't know if they understand, but, and I mean, L.A., I love y'all. Don't get me wrong. Y'all represent, y'all doing y'all thing. But it's something about that Chicago, man. When we come out here, baby, we represent. So I got to give much props and love to EOTM, the whole Chicago family, the whole set, to you, to D'Angelo, to Ramona, to Jimmy and Stacey. They're getting married and moving out here, right?
He's that already out here. She's moving out here. And, it's just really is astounding. But the way I look at it when it comes to Native people that are Native Chicagoans and representing different areas, I consider us kind of like the Chinese coming to the United States, and they just give it the gusto and do their thing. You know, we're the people have been born and raised out here, and they're doing their thing. But it's something about somebody else coming from a different state or a different country, because we try to make our mark. So I think that we're like the Filipinos, the Chinese, the Asians, all of them who come to the United States, and they, you know, they are determined for success, and that's how we are. And I don't even necessarily think it's because we moved here. It's just the way our built, the way we are built. Simple as that. And as I said before, when I look at you and see, you already know that I think that people need to. Well, I think you had a show on it before. What is it? I can't remember that title of the show. Opportunist or
Loyalist. Yeah, loyalist versus opportunist.
And
and
we have to be both. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that I'm not an opportunist, because I am. So when I see people like Trey Love, when I see people like Eugenia Wright, Jeffrey Henderson, all those great people, we have to, you know, make an opportunity for ourselves to be linked with them, because I want to know what they know. I want to, you know, and it's okay to, learn from each other. That's what it's all about. That's what entrepreneurism is all about, really. You know what I'm saying? Helping one another, you know, get to that next step, and that's where we are right now. We're in that one circle, and next year we're going to be at that point where we want to be, simple as that. So I just want to say kudos to you, kudos to Trey Love, Gear Royale. You know, you're doing so many great things.
You know, I want to say this, Carla, to kind of amen what you said. First of all, I totally understand where you're coming from. Because, see, what a lot of people don't understand is, and this is not even for us personally out of Chicago, but I noticed that a lot of people from Chicago, a lot of us come here. And I'm going to say this, I totally agree with what you said. It was so powerful. See, we came here with a purpose. See, we didn't move to L.A. to we left our families, we left our friends. In my case, some of us, we left different situations with our children. We left behind our comfort zone because we're at a point in our lives where we didn't come here to say just visit or, oh, I'm going to check L.A. out. No, we came here to get it. We are on a mission. We came to establish something for our kids, establish something for our future, and also to just make a mark. And especially, you know what, I got to give props to us African-Americans that come out here and do it because we're really hanging. And this I want to put out to I want to put it out politically correct, and I want to put it out the way I know God wants me to put it out to people, especially black men and, you know, our women. Let's stop, and I'm gonna say this, please, and I want everyone to understand, what's for Carla is for Carla. When Carla gets a blessing, when Carla gets a blessing, for example, when you went to the Oscars, I was excited. I put it all out on Facebook. I was jumping up and down for joy because I was happy. No, I was. I was like, man, Carla going to the Oscars. So you got to understand, I'm going to keep it real with you. When I hear something like that, and this is what I've learned in how this game goes, when I hear something that one of my affiliates or somebody I know did something good, it gives me joy. And when I talk, I'm telling other people, man, you know my homegirl going to the Oscars, man. But you know what I noticed, and I'm going to just be so real, Carla. When Trey Love gets a blessing, or when Trey Love gets on so-and-so, or he may get a CSI, or, you know, something big may happen for Trey, what I notice is man, that nigga psyche all left.
Wow.
Man, he bragging, man. Man, see that? Man, can't know, man. Yeah, so all I'm saying is the reason why, and I'm gonna say this right now, the reason why I am blessed, people, is because when I'm happy for you, and I'm talking about everybody who gets something, I'm happy sincerely for those people.
Right.
I have there's not even an inch of bone in my body. Like, man, that's a blessing. I see my friends on movies and commercials. Like, damn, that's a blessing. I don't sit and look at somebody else's blessing and say, man, I wanted to. No, it ain't about that. So I'm going to just say this, man. Carla, and you already know, I hit you today because I'm going to let you know, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, and this is sincerely to the entire EOTM family, to Ron Hatcher, to Jimmy, to Stacy, to Ramona, to I can't even think of the other, Melanie, somebody else y'all got over there. I be joking. I tell people y'all gangbangers. I swear, it's EOTM is everywhere.
It is what it is. It is what it is. Real quick, though.
Hey, y'all, EOTM, like, they low-key mafia. You like, I ain't never seen. I just see.
You ain't know. I'm just kidding.
I see EOTM pop up. You be like, all right.
Yeah, and I just want you to know that we got your back, too. I'm so proud of you, and I go to your group on Facebook to be, you know what I'm saying, be inspired because there's so many great motivational people there and the quotes and stuff. I'm like, I needed that, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely. I just want to shout out to your Facebook group as well. You got a great team there. And I'm just so very proud of you. When I, you know, I'm the same way. When I see you, I'm like, hey, that's my little brother right there. Look at him. You know what I'm saying? So whatever we do, we always shine light on you. But one more quick shout out. I actually, I'm in real estate as well. I just got my real estate license here in
Congratulations.
California.
Congratulations. A black woman making her move, y'all. I hope y'all hear that. Okay, everybody, let me write that down. We got to do commercials for Carla's.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
I got you. Carla's real estate license. We got
to
get our commercial together. Gotcha.
Yeah. So I had to get that license, but my sole thing is definitely the radio and media, but I had to do that because, you know, I like to buy property. So anyway, I have a guest house in Bel Air that I'm renting out. It's just a studio. And if anybody knows anybody that's looking for some kind of property, also got some stuff in Sherman Oaks, feel free to give me a call. And my number is 213-290-3573.
So how much you let that studio go? Give us a price on that studio.
That guest house is really nice. It's a really private, secluded area, way away from everybody, and that one is just renting for $950. So, and it has all the utilities except Wi-Fi. So that's all they need to bring is Wi-Fi, and it's a studio apartment, probably about 400 square feet, but it's really secured, a large patio. So if you like quiet and a woodsy area, and Bel Air is definitely ideal. So it has a lot of upgrades and stuff, and we're getting some work done on it today. And I'll be actually having an open house for it tomorrow at noon. So if anybody wants to check it out, call me, 213-290-3573.
Well, Carl, I'm going to tell you something. First of all, I'm going to keep it real. I am kind of mad with you because you need to be keeping me updated on what's going on so I can put your stuff out there, man. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Hit me up. Hey, Trey, I'm
just
doing this. I'm doing
yeah,
that because you, hey, you know,
so
you know I'm going to
I can't even hardly, like, breathe.
Yeah, yeah. But you know you always got to interview right here on Get Right Radio. That's all I'm saying.
I know
so anytime
that. I know that.
You got a fresh product, like, look, I'm putting this out. Let me and I mean if you I'm gonna tell you, see how I do it. You email me, I'm gonna call you. Hey, look, we got an interview this morning. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. I love it. That's what's up. And also, tell me, I want you to, because I missed a couple of your shows, but I've been seeing some stuff on Facebook about a new product, about a Trailwell pajamas. So I definitely want to have you on my show so you can put that out because, you know, I got to get me some of that.
You're making me blush. Hey, stay on the line with me. We ain't got but 20 more minutes. I want to play this song.
I will.
Stay on the line with me. I'm going to dedicate this song to me, you, and, hey, I want you to hold your coffee up because I'm going to hold mine up.
Hey,
we're going to toast this. This is the Gilroy and EOTM, y'all. To the rest of y'all that ain't on deck, stay where you at because this is where we going.
That's what's up.
Are you ready? Yeah. Pull out a dub. It's Fergie.
Thank you. makes any difference. I still love you, girl. You're my weakness. You change my world. Share my life. Trust in me. You're all I want. Everything I need. Ooh, baby. Makes any difference. Give you all my heart. Girl, my sunsets anywhere you are. Maybe I'm a dreamer. You're still my.
Trust in me,
trust,
baby.
Me.
You're all I want. Hey, girl, everything I need. Hey, babe,
you're my dream and my joy. My heart belongs to you, girl. So I sat down one day and I wrote this song, 'cause I need you in my world.
Share my life, baby.
Share.
Hey, girl, you can trust in me, girl.
Trust,
baby.
Me, girl.
You're all.
Because you know I have to talk and stuff. I don't mind staying here for the entire rest of your 10-15 minutes. I dedicated something to you on Facebook yesterday because you put something on my Facebook page. And I put a video out on my Facebook page, but I couldn't link it to your page for some reason. But it was it was that song. I can't remember the artist's name.
Montel Jordan. I saw what you put out. Yeah.
I was like, because, you know, we're just so much alike, and I'm like, this is just how it is. We just do it to greatness, and I just love, you know, everything that you're doing.
Well, you know, Carla, I appreciate that. And, you know, it's kind of like that thing, you know, it's like the law of attraction. You know, you like attracts like. And speaking of like attracting like, I got to bring this young brother into the set right now. It's someone I want you to meet as well, Carla. He's a young, up-and-coming actor, comedian. This gentleman
okay.
is real, real hot. Mr. Jeremy Tupio, let me get your mic opened up.
What's going
Jeremy,
on?
What's up with you, bro? How you doing, man?
Doing good, man. It's a beautiful day outside. Everything cool.
Yeah, everything's good. Hey, say hello to Carla EOTM Simpson. Hey, and you know what? Let me tell you what I need you to do, Jeremy. Let me tell you how this game works. So let me show you how God is, and I want everybody to witness this. You see how this happened on Viora Radio? Look, they're doing a media event at the Celebrity Center on Sunday.
Sunday.
This young man is an up-and-coming actor, comedian. I've worked with him. He's very funny. He's very talented, Carla. And I want you to go up there and do an interview with Carla and give him your rundown and tell him some of your stuff. You see what I'm saying? That's how God works. When you're good, the people good come back to you, ain't, don't it?
Yes.
Yeah, man. I appreciate
it. Look at you. You want to cry? I hear you.
Well, no, I didn't want to cut it off. I was saying, no, I appreciate that. I really do. I need some things to come my way, and I pray about it every day. So, yeah, that is a blessing.
So tell the people what's happening with you, because every time I run into you, you at the comedy club, you be hitting them. Tell them where they can find you, Jeremy.
Man, I'm all over, man. I do shows at Laugh Factory, Comedy Store, Improv, Ha Ha Cafe, Spotlight, Flappers. I'm all over. My next show will be at the Ha Ha Cafe called Weezy Hood. It'll be this Sunday, actually, at 8 o'clock. I'm going to be doing a show with Shane from Death Comedy Jam, and a lot of other good performers on there. Last night, I performed with Damon Wayans Jr., mm-hmm. He's a good friend of mine, and a lot of other cats, you know. Got props from Cat Williams. You know, I love this game, man. It's beautiful, man. You know, I haven't been doing it that long, but the rewards have been so great.
Well, see, that's because you got that talent and you got that drive. I want to say this to the brothers because there's a lot of entertainers I know out there that's young and aspiring, and I've been in that position. In a way, I'm still in that position, but I've been in it so long till I've learned how to kind of shake and bake. And I'm going to say this to the young brothers that's trying to come up. When you meet an artist, because, see, I'm real personable with people. I let people, because I'm going to just say it like this. This is my show. I'm a nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm a real nigga, and I'm going to be down with you. Like, y'all laughing, for real. Like, I'm not finna, because of where I am, who I am and where I come from, I ain't finna be fronting on people and acting like, oh, yeah, I'm better than you and all that. I can't do that. I can't be that quote unquote Hollywood thing. I can't do that. But there does come a time in your life and career where you are expanded, and like I may be used to like fuck with you like that. But if I'm a little busy, I really want you to understand that. And if you don't understand that, then don't be mad with me because I'm just a little too busy right now. Because we ain't it. I'm not just sitting chilling with you no more. And it may not seem like it's you, but I really, really got things to do because it's important. But what I want to say about, and it's business. See, that's the thing. A lot of brothers, they think because you sit down and you might have a drink with them or you might kick it with them a little bit that every day, well, I could just hit you up and be like, hey, what's up, dog? What's up, bitch? You know, that's me. What you want? You know,
hey.
If you ain't calling me, what's up, dog?
No, man, I think you caught me off guard, though. I ain't never cussed on the radio. Like,
oh, man, yeah, we can do our shit. I told you that we can do our shit on here, man.
You said, I'm a nigga. I'm like, whoa.
No, because that's it. No, for real, because, see, my thing is, like, people be like, oh, this nigga going to Hollywood. It ain't like that, y'all. It's just that, it's just like the brother that used to hang with you on the block, and then once he get a job or he become a school teacher, you know, it's just like, okay, he become a doctor, a lawyer. He's still your boy, but he ain't really got time to do the stuff he used to do with you because he busy now. And see, because I'm an actor or, like, you know, Jeremy, they think because you're a comedian, oh, you ain't doing nothing all day. Man, if y'all even knew what a day of mine consists of.
Right. Hey,
woof,
right.
I'm working 10 times harder than the average hooker. You hear me?
But you on your own path, you know what I mean? That's why you can't let people slow you down when you're on your own path. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
you know, everybody.
Hey, so give the people your information real quick, Jeremy, and then we're going to go on and wrap it up, chop it up with Carla a little bit, because I want y'all to meet and I want you to start hitting some of her events, because I'm going to tell you what you need. As you grind it, you're going to need a good publicist.
Mm-hmm.
And see, she can get you them red carpets and things you need, you know what I'm saying? And there was a lady that passed named Eugenia Wright recently, and like, you know, somebody got to come in and fulfill them shoes, you know what I'm saying? Because life, you know, we got to push. And I'm going to tell you, Carla got that grind.
Yeah.
You know, she gonna push hard for you, dog. If she worked for you, trust me. Because she put my name out there, dog. All this Googles and all that kind of stuff from a long time back, man, working with EOTM Radio, it really did a lot for my career, my name, and really took me to the next level. So you need to make sure you keep close contact with this lady.
All right, well, I appreciate everything from you and Carla, man. I really do. But, yeah, like I said, my name is Jeremy Scipio. It's S-C-I-P-P-I-O. You can find me on Facebook, find me on Twitter. You know, I'm new to the comedy game, so I'm, you know, trying to get this brand or whatever. But that's why I appreciate, you know, all the love and support I can get from anywhere, especially you, Trey, and especially you, Carla, you know. Like I said, I'm all over. I'm doing shows all the time. If you hit me on Facebook, I keep you posted. You know, I even put my number out there, 513-372-5557. You know, hit me up, talk about business. I'll keep you updated on shows. But, yep, that's pretty much it.
Hey, man, did you just put your real number on the radio?
Man, that's cool.
Hey, Carla. Carla. I got to ask Carla, buddy. Hey, Carla.
Okay, say it again. I'm sorry. You say something to me, Trey, I was muted up.
Yeah, Carla, no, I can tell you it's probably me. Carla, he put his real number on the radio.
I know, I saw that, and I'm writing it down, too. I am it down.
Hey, see, Carla, a hustler, boy. Carla, like, oh, I got it. I'm like,
hey,
he put his real number.
Yeah, and I want to encourage him and just tell him to keep your grind on like I know you will. And just remember, this is the motto that I live by. Successful people do what unsuccessful people don't do. That's the motto I live by. So when you find yourself up at 3 in the morning working, hey, because, you know, successful people do what unsuccessful people don't do. So when I'm grinding at 3 a.m., people are doing their regular thing sleeping. But, you know, I can sleep when I'm dead. So, you know what I'm saying?
That's my girl. I mean, well, hey, me and Carla going to sell drugs together. I don't even care what nobody say. Me and Carla going to get this Heron. Okay, this rock. We going to run Compton. Y'all think we play
New Jack City all over again. New Jack City all over again. Different Canada. Different Canada.
Carla ain't playing. Hey, anytime somebody talking about, like, on the regular, yeah, when you find yourself up, and she said about four times, when you find yourself up at 3 in the morning, you miss her. She's like, when you find yourself, hey, she's still shaking. She ain't had no rest. Yeah, when you find yourself up.
She keeping it real. I haven't been home before 2 o'clock in, like, over a week. You know what I mean?
Get it in.
I'm gonna let y'all workaholics know. I done took me some damn time off.
Wow.
y'all workaholics. Y'all making me feel lazy as hell. I'm like, all right.
Trey.
All right, then what?
I know your show is almost over, but I wanna do one more shout out.
Man,
you better have me on your show every day. You can call me every day you on air. Do what you did
yes,
today.
Ma'am.
I'm going to be available. But Mocha D, she's doing some big stuff. She is actually hosting the Western Hip Hop Conference. It's the fourth annual Western Hip Hop Conference. Her butt is hosting that event. So you know how she be doing it on camera. So that's going to be in May at the Nokia Center. So I'll make sure. Yeah, make sure you go to her Facebook page.
Hosted.
And congratulate her.
Mocha. Wow.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's going to be hot. Anything else? Hey, Carla, you right. The show is almost over. So before I go, just go on and shout out everything, because I already got, ladies and gentlemen, she's got her real estate license. There's a studio in Bel Air for 950. Her number, you can reach her, 213-290-3573. You can go to Carla EOTM Simpson on Facebook. Am I ready? Do I got you?
You got me.
Go ahead, baby, because you ain't the only one that writes. I'll be writing, too.
Yeah, just Google. Google EOTM, which stands for Entrepreneurs on the Move. We got the radio popping. We got the entertainment company popping. We got the PR popping. So you don't even have to Google my name anymore. Just Google EOTM, because the acronym for that used to be the main one, Employee of the Month. We Entrepreneurs on the Move now. Forget an Employee of the Month. What are you talking about?
That tip. I like that, boy. See, Carla slick, boy. I'm telling you. Hey, Carla, we need to sit down and talk.
Chris Rock on it.
shit.
Girl, I might have to go on and put me about $17,000 together and hook you up a little bit. I might need some of that precision response. I'm telling you, she ain't cheap, dog. She's only about $17,000. So, you know, you probably get away with giving her about $500 just to get her to start the proceed.
Yeah.
But all together, she needs about
$17,000. Yeah.
Oh, God. Hey, look here, man. I'm going to dedicate this song to all us, man. I'm going to dedicate this song to Jeremy Scipio. I'm going to dedicate this song to my damn self. And I also got to poke this girl back, Sophia. She's just poking the hell out of me. She like, you better poke me back. That's Joy Westfall. That's a poke to her. Look at you, damn straight. And this song goes out to all us doing our thing on our grind, shining, baby. This is what we're doing right now, making this thing happen, man. We have special guest Carla EOTM Simpson, my mentor from EOTM. Y'all know I did that radio show for an entire year, the launching pad for what is Gilroy Radio, to a young up-and-coming hustler. Y'all better pay attention, Jeremy Scipio. This dude is everywhere. His grind is immaculate. And I ain't going to lie, y'all. I got to, like, dust my gaiters back off because this little brother is out-pimping me. I got to go be seen again. So this song is dedicated to all us doing our thizzle, making this pimp thing happen. Y'all stay on the line, play this song. We're going to come back and say our goodbyes.
It ain't for everybody. Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Picture.
Uh-huh.
Let's not even talk about it.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Uh-huh.
I see your jealousy as you watch me.
I see you watch me, baby.
You watch me.
It's all good.
It's kind of sexy.
I love it.
How you watching?
Uh-huh.
You watch me. Oh,
want to survive. James Dean, John Belushi, blow your whole life trying to live in the lies. Everyone's following Marilyn, hopping over the air just like Janis Joplin. River Phoenix, Jimmy Hendrix, Jimmy Morrison. All of them ended by Hollywood. Thank God for Hollywood.
Sure you want this, baby? Hollywood, most addictive drug in the world.
Want the fame? Want the life?
Before we go, I got to let everybody know. Look here. It's Magic Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Twitter Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Sister in the Struggle Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Late night, X-rated, nasty, freaky talk with Trey Love. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And currently, you are tuned in. TLP's is coming out. Carla Eco-E and said she is not only getting a pair, she's going to wear a pair. Let's check. Headline 5G coming out. Jeremy Cipio going to have his. You know, Trey Love, we got some models lined up. Going to be wearing the hat 5G. And it's going to be late night menswear coming through. I'm going to show these fellas, these players, how to really be players. All right, y'all. Before we leave, we're going to go ahead and let Carla and Jeremy say their goodbyes. All right, y'all, live on Gilroy Radio. We're going to take us home, y'all.
Hey, okay, you say what? Shout-outs or so, what you say?
Yes, do your shout-outs and take us home.
Oh,
this is our goodbyes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, definitely. What's up, Trey Love family? Keep doing your thing. Carla B., if you're looking for me, you can Google EOTM, stands for Entrepreneurs on the Move, EOTM Radio, and check out what we got going.
All right, Jeremy, go on and wrap it on up, man.
Like I said, Jeremy Cipio, you know, I'm all over. You know, you'll see me at some shows coming up real soon. You know, Ha Ha Cafe this Sunday. I think it's 10 Lancashire, like the 8 p.m. That's where I'll be at. You know, you can Google me, check me out. But, yeah, I'm out here. And like I said, I want to shout out Trey and Carla. You know, thanks for being a guest. And, yeah, thank you, everybody, showing me love out here. You know, I really appreciate it.
All right, everybody, that's been this episode of Facebook Fridays, man. We had a good time. Catch us next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Y'all know how I do it on Fridays, man. I'm telling you, I get crunk, man. I have a good time, man. I want to thank both of my special guests for calling in today, sharing and showing love, man. That's Trey Love, the Playboy comedy. That's the only way I do it. Man, y'all better catch Carla, man. She's doing some things, man. She got real estate out there, man. Reach her at 213-290-3573. Let's get it in, man. Let's make this thing happen, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm living high. I'm living large, and I'm living in charge, man. I'm telling you, it's about granting me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Baby, I'm going to tell you something. I wouldn't trade this knowledge for nothing. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, y'all. Let's live up here, and let's add this moment for life, y'all. This all the way out of here, man. It's straight love. Peace.
Fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up. It's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have.